It is summertime, and we are set for another show at the White Gallery in Lakeville, Connecticut. They are opening the Art of the Print and Works on Paper. It's opening up on Friday, July 20th, and that means we have none other than Tino Galluzzo on the phone. Tino, nice to speak to you again.
Good to speak to you, Marshall.
So it's another opening, another show.
Yeah, right. It's the only time we ever speak.
Except when I stop by unexpectedly at the gallery.
That's true.
So let's talk a little bit about this show, because this is a show that has 11 different artists, right?
Actually, 13.
Wow.
11 from the tri-state. We call it the tri-state area. And then we have two from France.
Right. So let's talk about what the basic theme of the show.
Okay. Every few years, we try to do a show which emphasizes works on paper, sketches, drawings, mixed media, and prints. Okay, so that people have an opportunity to see how creative, you know, our artists can be, not just with their oils and their acrylics on canvas and on, you know, on linen, but what they can do on paper. And also, we happen to have in our area some amazingly talented print artists. They're known generally as great artists, but their prints are absolutely amazing. And I'm talking about Alan Blagden, Alan McCord, Nancy Lazar. I could go on and on. These are artists that are known for their beautiful paintings, but what they are also known for is what they can accomplish with monotypes, monoprints, sketches, etc. So we're always excited to do this. It is a difficult show to put together. There's a lot of people in it. The variety and techniques and the subjects are different, so they're a little bit interesting to curate. And the deliveries are being made, and I'm really excited about getting this work up on the walls. And also, this particular show, we're donating a portion of the proceeds to the Lakeville Conservancy, basically to help advance their mission of beautifying Lakeville. You know, the parks they've done, the post office and two parks, are absolutely stunning, and we're thrilled with what they've done for our community.
We're speaking with Tino Galluzzo. Once again, the White Gallery is opening up the Art of the Print and Works on Paper. It opens up Friday, July 20th. Now, they're going to have an opening artist reception on Saturday, the 21st, from 5 until 7 p.m. And you also have something else to add about a summer art stroll that's going to happen.
Yeah, we're really excited. Recently, another small gallery has opened up here in town. It's absolutely a contemporary gallery, Craven Fine Arts, right next door to us, as a matter of fact. So Judith at Argazi and Craven and ourselves have decided that we would be open that night, and that we would give people the opportunity to walk through beautiful Lakeville and enjoy all three galleries. We're all going to be open at the same time. You can see the park and how gorgeous that is. The restaurants are all open. We're hoping for a lovely evening. Thus far, it looks like it, in terms of weather, so we're excited about that aspect of it.
And what's nice about this now, especially, is with the Patco open and all that work done with the Green Cafe right there, along with Mises and Dino's, and also the Boathouse. Wow, Lakeville really has, in the past year and a half, Tino, really, really changed into such a visitor-friendly spot for people to do things.
Yeah, it's really interesting, Marshall. You know, like 2 years ago, you would drive into Lakeville at 9 o'clock at night, and there would be cars at the Black Rabbit and Mizo's, and there would be cars at the Boathouse, and several cars up at Dino's. But lately, because of the Green Cafe and the studio there, they're open into the evening hours. There's a lot of activity that's going on here, and people are beginning to realize that there's places to park and that they can just leave their cars in one of the parking areas and just enjoy, you know, strolling, I hate to use that word, but strolling through town.
No, but and I think the fact that over the years the galleries have had art walks and art nights and art days, and now you've got once again a series of galleries along with a series of places where people can go to eat, and they are really in a really nice area where it really is not a hard walk to go to all these places. It really is an important factor.
It truly is, and we're thrilled. We're thrilled to have it available. It's nice to see people walking. It's nice to see people sitting in that beautiful park next to Patco. Nice to see people going into the gym, into the physical fitness center there, and going across the street to Patco. We have crosswalks that have lights on them, so that you're protected. There's three crosswalks now in our area. That have these flashing lights, which tell people to stop. And, you know, frankly, it's great to see, and it's been a long time coming.
Well, once again, we're speaking with Tino Caluso. Now, interesting thing for me to ask you, with so many artists, are all these artists going to be available on Saturday night, the 21st, for the open house?
Great question. 9 of the 13 will be here.
Wow.
and so it should be quite interesting. I don't know whether I should have name tags or something, but all of the artists, 9 of the 13 will be here. One cannot make it because they're doing a seminar in Italy, and the one is not with us any longer. One lives in France. You know, there's reasons for them not to be here. But in total, what we've tried to do, Marshall, is we've tried to show the gamut of things that can be done art-wise with paper. And we've tried to show how beautiful and how interesting works on paper are in terms of the difference between what an artist does in paints with paint and what they do with paper.
Once again, with Tino Caluso talking about the White Gallery. By the way, the gallery is open Thursday through Sundays from 11 to 4, or, of course, by appointment at 860-435-1029. Of course, they've got a website, thewhitegalleryart.com. And once again, talking about a great show which is opening up on Friday the 20th, The Art of the Print and Works on Paper, and then Saturday the 21st from 5 to 7 p.m. with the added edition of the other galleries and restaurants, of course, being open on Saturday night, where you can stroll from gallery to gallery to gallery and have something to eat and mingle and talk. I think it's going to be a great night.
It is. I mean, there's no question. And as I said, the weather looks like it's going to hold, and it's going to be lovely, and it'll be just fun to see the streets filled with people again. You know, when we had three galleries here in the past, these gallery nights were very, very well attended and important. We're hoping to reestablish that with Craven. And, and I'm always of the belief that the more galleries, you know, the better, and hoping that people see that this is a lovely area to show art, and who knows, we might get some other people coming and opening galleries here in town. It's a very artistic community, Marshall. We have unbelievable artists throughout the tri-state area, and you know, you try to feature them as much as possible. And in this particular case, you know, in terms of local people, we have, you know, Alan Blagden is local. Joan Jardine is local.
Terry Moore,
Alan McCord, Constance Old, who's from Cornwall, Randy Orzano, who's right here in Lakeville. They're amazing. They do wonderful work. We have to support them.
And we also can throw in the Tremaine Gallery at the Hotchkiss School, and there's even Tremaine Gallery at Salisbury School.
Yes.
So I mean, on each end of Lakeville and Salisbury, I mean, art really, I think, is woven into the fabric of Salisbury, I think, more than any other town immediately around our tri-state area.
I agree with you. There's much to be said about the towns that have, you know, art lessons and a group, the art associations that provide lessons, et cetera. We don't have that here. But I think in terms of a population of fine art artists and fine art artists that make a living, you know, displaying their art is very, very high. And it's exciting to bring as many of these people together as we were able to for this show. By the way, I have to say, that the show that closes on Sunday has been an amazing success. Ira Barkoff's work is just beautiful. So many people have never seen his work, and we're thrilled to see it up on the wall. So it's been a lovely 6 weeks, and we look forward to another lovely 6 weeks with the next show.
Tino, it's always a pleasure talking with you.
Marshall, it is my pleasure, and thank you again for everything that you do for us, all of us. We appreciate it.